We're talking with the Dean of Agriculture for the Division of Agriculture and Natural Resources at OSU, Dr. Tom Kuhn. Dr. Kuhn, let's talk a little bit about you. You mentioned some exciting things going on most certainly here at OSU as you've hit the fall season. You've got obviously a great class, both underclassmen and graduate students on campus now. But you've got some interesting things going on with your faculty. You talked a little bit about a new cluster coming in.
You bet. Thanks, Ron. We're hiring three faculty positions at once. One search committee, and the three faculty positions are in three different departments. One's in natural resource ecology management, one in plant and soil sciences, one in animal science. What holds them together is they're all around foraging systems. So to come into this with a more of a systems perspective and understand that it's one thing to grow the forage crop, it's another to make sure it's got the nutrition in it that the animal needs, and that you're able to manage the herd density so that the plant can regrow and so on. So we've got one who will be a forage crop specialist, one who will be a grazing nutrition specialist, and one who will be a range management specialist. But the idea is we want them to work together. They each need to have their disciplinary specialization in animal nutrition or what have you, but we want them to bring that expertise to the broader issue of how do we manage our pastures and our grasslands in order to make the most of them for producing livestock.
And hopefully offer some great solutions to those range operators, those ranchers.
Absolutely. That's what it's all about, is to help our producers be even more successful with cutting-edge research-based information.
Are you seeing other land grants do this?
It comes and goes. Sometimes you do. And in our case, actually, this is something that my predecessor got started. Dr. Woods is the interim vice president. Dr. Edelson and Trapp and Clary, our associates, they all got this started before I showed up. But I love the idea. And so where you've got a common theme like that, it makes a lot of sense to do it this way. And one of our challenges is to make sure that they've got resources that will reward them for working together. In other cases, you simply need someone with this particular expertise. For example, we just hired a food safety specialist, a meat scientist, who's going to be bringing that expertise. So we did that as a single hire, and we'll continue to do those as well.
Sounds like there's some good things going on over the Food and Ag Product Center as well.
Always is. I really like the way Dr. Escobar has the whole center focused on serving the industry, listening to what are the needs, working with the new startups or expansion projects and saying, okay, this is where we need some food safety expertise or some marketing expertise or perhaps logistics. So, yeah, there's a lot of exciting things. The new food safety option is something that we have. It's probably going to be approved by early next year. So we'll have that available for students beginning with our fall semester 2015.
One other there, you mentioned briefly water as well, and that's, I know, a big interest of yours, and you believe that that's important for the land grant institution in a state to be involved with that, and most certainly in OSU's case. Where does OSU, in other words, you've had a chance now to look at the overall body of work, the water plan that we've got for the state of Oklahoma, how does OSU best fit in?
Well, for one thing, we've got some great engineering faculty in our biosystems and ag engineering department. So whether it's with irrigation systems or water transport systems, what have you, really good expertise there. We have some great physiologists, working on plant physiology and understanding the stress, how that may influence productivity and so on. But we also have people on the policy side. There are multiple uses for water, and the challenge is we want to keep ourselves from spending all of our time in court fighting over water, and instead come up with solutions that recognize this value of water for recreation, this value of water for municipal use, this value of water for waste treatment, and so on. Let's find the right balance so that we're serving all of those needs, but doing it in a way that's using new technology, using new policies that reward people for conserving behavior.